Okay, Ambit Land, this is National Consultant Richard Amoy, though. I will be your host for this evening. I pray everyone's doing well. I pray all the football teams you are rooting for today won. I know mine squeaked it out just barely, but we've got an exciting call tonight, and I just want to take a couple minutes here just to update folks on a few things. Obviously, you know, the company right now is running some pretty big bonuses for people that are registered for simulcasts, and if you are new marketing consultants that are not registered for simulcast, they can't take advantage of those promotions that are out there. Now, and I'm probably preaching to the choir, because if you're on this call, you're plugged in. There's a lot of people that might be in your downlines that are not that way. So help them get registered so they can take advantage of the bonuses between now and Friday before simulcast. I guess that'll be Friday, January 11th, since simulcast is January 12th. But guys, you know, we've got an exciting call tonight. For the past couple of weeks, we've been interviewing folks that have been featured in the current Success From Home magazine. And that magazine is a publication that gets done once a year where Ambit gets featured in it. And then Ambit picks out some of the leaders and up-and-coming leaders that are in the field, that are working, getting the job done, and they give them a profile. So we've taken the opportunity to kind of make sure everyone's aware of the magazine, especially new people, and to kind of bring some of those articles to life by letting those leaders get on the conference call that we do on Sunday evenings and let them share their story and give some experience, strength, and hope and tips and things that are working for them that may work for you. I hope you got a pen and paper, because this next gentleman that we have on for tonight, our special guest, is someone that I've worked with very closely. I've actually worked with him since he's been in Ambit, but I've also worked with him in Japan also, all the way halfway between here and there. So we've spent a lot of time together and gotten to know each other. He's a super successful guy prior to Ambit, but what he's done in Ambit in a relatively short period of time, as soon as he saw the vision, has really been pretty incredible. So if you guys would please help me welcome national consultant, top 50 income earner, multiple five-star trip winner, national consultant Doug Parker. Doug, can you hear us? Are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you, Richard?
I'm good. Now, I know this is, you know, cutting in right before your bedtime, because you're an early morning guy, and now we're getting close to bedtime, aren't we?
It is, absolutely. You know, it's kind of funny. You talked about how close we've gotten over the years, and it's funny, a while back, at some point in the last few years, I sent a text to you and Mary and Jared about something. And it was really late at night, and Mary's like, "What are you doing up, Doug? You turn into a pumpkin after midnight." So, it's definitely early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I think that's Benjamin Franklin. So I do try to get to bed early, but I wake up early as well.
Well, that sounds good. Well, you know, there is a lot of people on this call, and a lot of people listening to this recording after the call, which don't know your story, don't know the background of you. And I think it's, you know, it's somewhat unique a little bit, because I don't think a lot of people have that, some of the accolades that you do. So I'd like you just to kind of give us some highlights of what was life prior to Ambit Energy?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, life generally was pretty good. You mentioned I had a little bit of success. And so how I was initially introduced to Ambit was back in 2010. My wife and I had founded a company in 97, but in 2010, we had been recognized for the third year in a row on the Inc. 500 5000 list. And so while we were in D.C. receiving our award at the Gaylord National, it's actually in Maryland, but in the D.C. area, while we were receiving our award, Jerry Thompson Jr. was there receiving the award for Ambit for being the fastest growing privately held company in America. And I thought, man, this is super cool. He's a CEO. I'm a CEO. We're both in the Dallas area. Maybe when I get back, I can, you know, grab some lunch or some breakfast with him. Maybe I can learn something. And I sent a little congratulatory note. And, you know, when you're on those kind of lists, you get all kinds of, you know, mail and people wanting to acquire companies and stuff like that, VC money and whatnot. So I'm sure Jerry got a million things. But I never really followed up on it after that. I just sent a congratulatory note and then never really did anything else with it. So our company had some success. We've done about, I think, maybe $65 million in revenue, and that's not how much money Doug and Julie Parker have made, but that was the revenue of our company, and we, you know, over about a decade period of time in our serious growth period. And so, you know, we really thought, you know, that was pretty cool, but while I had had some success, one of the things that I have seen about some of the other Ambit leaders is you got to catch people at just the right time. And so you fast forward about 3 years, and you know, I'm sitting in my office on a Friday afternoon, and I hear this knocking on my door, and I'm like, I open the door, and then one of my employees that I had recruited to come to work for me that had done a really, really good job, I talked to him and said, hey, let's give it 6 months, come over here, you know, maybe we can put you in management, or maybe we can do something else. He was very entrepreneurial. And, you know, if none of that works out, man, hey, 6 months or a year, you know, if you want to go do something else, hey, I get it. And this is like the 6 month anniversary of the day he came to work for me. And I opened the door and I just know this guy's fixing to quit. And he's kind of got his head down a little bit, but he's excited about this new thing he's doing. And he starts telling me a little bit about it. And this was in I think September or maybe October of 2013, about 3 years after the Inc. 500 deal. And he says, Doug, I think I figured out what I'm going to do next. And I'm like, all right. So, I'm excited for him because I always like to have people doing well. But I was just super disappointed because I didn't want to lose him. And he said, started explaining it to me. And I was like, man, this sounds like Ambit Energy. He's like, yeah, it's exactly what it is. And so I was like, well, man, sign me up. And, you know, he didn't do the proper invitation, presentation, validation. He was just kind of coming to me, kind of getting a little bit of, you know, advice about kind of what I thought, but he was already in the business. And so I signed up and got started. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's get going. So I signed up and I proceeded to fast track to regional consultant in like 5 days. But then I took the slow track to senior consultant and ultimately slow track to executive as well. But, you know, that's kind of the run up to my previous financial services business. And then, you know, the common denominator I was talking about a minute ago is you got to catch people at the right time. And, you know, James had caught me at the right time where some things were going on in my business that I thought it might be a wise decision to look for some additional streams of income. I thought it might complement some of the things that we were doing. And some of the other leaders that I've talked to, there's some super successful people that we have in the business, but we've caught them at the right time. And so keep that in mind always that when you're talking to somebody, nobody generally comes to you and tells you how bad things are and how, you know, life's not working out, especially successful people. They're like, hey, man, everything's great. I'm doing fantastic, that kind of stuff. But if you stay in touch with them and get them at just the right time, that's how you get a talented person in your business that really just goes out there and crushes it.
You know, there's a I know there's a little bit of a background to that story because, I mean, I know you guys had dozens of employees that were working for you at that time, and you had other employees in the building that were already Ambit consultants but never approached you, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a real crazy deal. So I had at our all-time peak, we had about 110 employees. And so when James knocked on our door, got signed up in the preceding days, I just kind of offered all my employees and said, hey, here's kind of what we're doing. We've got a bunch of customers for our financial services company that we really felt like we could kind of do some cross-pollinating with. And it didn't ultimately exactly work out like that, but we hit it really hard in the beginning. And as we were going through the process, there were four other employees that worked here that just never came and knocked on my door. So, you know, you fast forward 5 years and, you know, somebody could have had thousands and thousands of, you know, consultants and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, thousands of customers if they just would have knocked on my door. But I don't even know if they were on my chicken list, you know, on their chicken list. I don't know if they were taking the business seriously. I'm not sure what the situation was. But I do know that James Penny, you know, is my upline, you know, sponsor, and the guy's getting paid thousands of dollars a month legitimately just because he knocked on my door one day and just caught me at the right time.
That's awesome. You know, sometimes we hear crazy things that in my mind, because I'm sometimes maybe a little too logical, that don't make sense when I hear people say you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that. So, I mean, I know James didn't necessarily approach you the textbook way, but you guys obviously had a working relationship of some sort, and he obviously had, you know, you obviously had some respect or something for him to spend some time with you. But what would you tell somebody, you know, how the best way to, because you don't know what's going on in the background with somebody of why this might be a fit for them or not, but what would you say is the best way or one of the best ways to approach someone that is successful or someone that you perceive to be more successful than you and be able to get on kind of like a, you know, somewhat of a eye level with them to discuss a real opportunity that might be of something interest to them.
Well, you know, and anything that I say tonight, and I always encourage people this, I picked this up from Chris Atkinson a while back with something we were talking about. And, you know, anything that you hear me say tonight on the call, guys, if there's something that is not exactly what your leader or your upline executive national has told you, bounce it off of them, because they're the ones that are there to support you on a daily, you know, day-to-day basis. And so kind of what Richard was saying, kind of what's one of the ways, I'm going to tell you one of the ways that I think, and I think it's worked well for me, but, you know, bounce it off of them if it's something that contradicts something else you heard. So with that being said, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I made in the business was I felt like I didn't have to follow the proven plan. I thought, man, I'm a CEO. I've made, you know, bunches of money. I run a multi-million dollar company. I don't, like all those other people, they got to do it that way, but I don't. Okay, I can just do it my way because I know better. Now, what I know now is that the direct sales business, MLMs, they're just kind of a different animal than what I was used to working in a traditional business. And in this business, it's not what's effective, it's what's duplicatable. So you've got to do things that are duplicatable. So sometimes those one-off scenarios, they work, but it can be short-lived. Now, I'm not in any way blaming James for any of my failures in the beginning, but every time we do something, we're modeling for the next generation. I did a training the other day. I showed my beautiful little granddaughter, Nova, brushing her hair all crazy. But, you know, she was brushing through it because we have showed her how to brush her hair. Now, she wasn't necessarily doing it all the right direction. She had a comb in one hand and a brush in the other. But we had modeled for her how to do it. That's how we learned how to speak. That's how we learned how to do everything. So James kind of, you know, showed me, and I trusted a guy. I knew him, so I just kind of signed up. And I went to a bunch of people, and I had influence with them, and they just kind of did what I asked them to do. But the problem is not everybody can do what we can do. Not everybody is a salesman. Not everybody is verbally articulate. Not everybody can go through those processes. So, you know, one of the biggest things in my business that was a turning point, Richard, was, you know, I had this conversation with Jared back in the end of 2015, and I was like, hey, man, I got to make X amount of dollars a month or I'm out. And his eyes got real big because, you know, he knew I had some influence and some skills, and he didn't want me to quit. And I wasn't doing it in a threatening way. I was just like, man, I've got to make X amount of dollars to invest any more time in this thing. And he's like, well, man, how do you plan on doing that? You know, I said, well, you know, I was a senior consultant at the time. I was like, well, I don't know, but I know I've got to figure out a way to do it because what I'm doing is not working. I'm making progress. I'm signing people up, but they ain't signing nobody up. They're not going out getting customers, and it's just not working. And so he's like, well, who's doing your three-way calls? And I said, nobody's doing my three-way calls. I don't need a three-way call. And for those of you that know me, I said, you know, Jared, on my license plate is CLOSING, closing, okay? So I don't need anybody to help me close a deal. I can do it. And he's like, man, that's not the point. The problem is that they can't do it, and they either go try to do what you're doing and fail miserably and just get frustrated and quit the business, or after the ether kind of wears off and they go out in the real world and start figuring out how they're going to go do what you just now did, they realize they can't do it, and they don't even try, and they're just dead in the water. And I'd had a radio show here in the Dallas market for a couple years, and we had talked about maybe doing a podcast and interviewing some ambit leaders and getting, you know, getting me up to speed that way. So we did that for a year and interviewed 50 top leaders and got all that down. And so ultimately what I realized was one of the most absolute basic principles of ambient energy that I knew about from pretty much day one, I hadn't done for about 2 years, and it cost me probably $300,000 or $400,000 because I just was arrogant and didn't think I had to do it, which was invitation, presentation, validation. I think that's what you should do with everyone because it works. I talked to Norbert Hennessy, and Norbert said, you know, just press play and call Ray. Okay, so that's what he did, got all the way to executive consultant in a very short period of time because he pressed play and he called Ray. That's all he did, okay? And so I was overcomplicating something because I didn't think I needed to do it, and I started showing the videos and then doing a three-way call. It was really simple. I would ask people, hey, you want to make some extra money? And they'd say, sure, I'd love to make some extra money. What is it? I don't have time right now. Give me about 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted time with access to the internet, and we'll get into it. But right now, I don't have time to get into all the details. And that's all I tell people. That is it. Do you want to make some extra money, okay, or do you want an additional stream of income? The answer is pretty much always yes. It just depends on what it is. And then I schedule 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted time with access to the internet. I either sit down with them in person in my office and show them the videos there, or I show them the videos. I schedule a time and I watch the video 100% of the time, all 12 minutes of it or whatever it is, because I watch the company video and I watch the getting paid video 100% of the time, every single time with them. I never send them a link. And what I'm fixing to do is going to be super duper annoying, but this is what people tend to do in this business. They'll send them a link and say, hey, check it out. And then whenever you watch it, let's talk about it. And then you, as the Ambit consultant, start calling them and saying, hey, Richard, have you watched it yet? 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 And as annoying as that is, that's what you're doing to people. So I never even give it to them until I call them at that exact scheduled time. And then I'm like, hey, is now still a good time? And in the event that there's dogs barking in the background, kids screaming, you know, whatever going on, I'm like, hey, sounds like there's a bunch going on. Do we need to reschedule this? And one or two things happen. They either say, yes, I do need to reschedule, or they say to me, no, hold on for a second. They'll call their husband or whatever. Hey, take this baby. You know, shut that door. And then they'll give this the proper attention that they need. Now, here's the other thing that I do. If I'm asking you, Richard, for 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted time with access to the internet, if that's what I'm asking from you, you know what I'm going to give you? 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted time with access to the internet. So I'm not going to be driving down the road, okay? I'm not going to be, you know, multitasking. I'm not going to have dogs barking in the back, you know, behind me. I'm giving them the same thing that I'm asking for, which is 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted time with access to the internet. That way we can properly go through it. Nothing frustrates me more as a leader than whenever, you know, somebody asks me to do a three-way call for them. I'm like, sure, I'll jump on the three-way call. And then they'll be like, you know, I get on the call and then they're giving me some accolades, giving their prospective new consultant some accolades. And the guy goes, hey man, the guy asked me, did I have like 5 minutes and 52 seconds? And man, here we are now approaching like 7 minutes. And man, I got to go because the guy gave them exactly what they asked for, which was 5 minutes and 52 seconds. Cause that's how long that first video is. But you really need more time than that to properly go through it, because you want to be able to show them the company. You want to be able to show them getting paid, because that's why we're getting into business. Nobody gets into this business to hear about a great company called Ambit that's in Dallas and the founders from 7-Eleven and all this kind of stuff. They want to make money, but they want to make sure that it's a good company. So show the plan, follow the proven system, invitation, presentation, validation. I can tell you firsthand, because I know what I made the first two plus years I was in the business, and I know what I've made the last 2.5 years, and there's a whole bunch of hundreds of thousands of dollars that I didn't make the first 2 years. So it definitely costs you a bunch of money if you don't do it the right way.
Yeah, you kind of touched on there some of the challenges, you know, you had in the beginning coming from a, you know, successful traditional business background. And there's a lot of those, you know, folks, men and women, that just don't make that cut. We got some, but there's not a lot of them. And I think it's a lot because they don't learn our system and they want to continue doing it their own way because they invented a system for their other business. So what were some of the other, I guess, challenges that you'd say you bumped up against either when you were a senior or when you were an executive on your run to national? What would you say that were your biggest challenges?
You know, there's a myriad of things, and probably some of it I can point the finger, you know, a lot more back at myself, because, you know, I just thought I knew what I was doing, and I just couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. And I didn't treat it like a real business. I mean, I really didn't. I'd go to a meeting here and there. I'd go to a training here and there, but I was always kind of, you know, right on time at the training, and I was ready to blow out, you know, an hour or so before it was over, because I was a busy guy, and so I just didn't treat it like a real business, and, you know, it didn't pay me like it was a real business. So it was just one of those kind of things. I just wasn't fully bought in. That's probably the biggest thing. I really wasn't fully bought into the system, and it wasn't that I didn't think it would work, because I saw some of these other people that were making money. I just wasn't fully committed to the business, and because I wasn't fully committed to the business, it was obvious. So you can't be convincing to someone that, you know, where the word con artist comes from is when people have artificial confidence. It's when they can say something whether it's true or not, with confidence and tell somebody else to do it. So normal people that are not con artists can't say, hey, come join me, come do this. You know, I'm not doing very good at it, but you should come do it with me. You know, if you're not really bought in and convinced personally, then most people can't go after it. And that's kind of how I was. I wasn't fully convinced that I was really going to make it, you know, make a run with it with Ambit up until Jared and I had that conversation. And then I started having these conversations on a regular basis with top Ambit leaders and top income earners, and it built up my confidence in the system. I started hearing several things over and over again, and then I got a couple of little curveball things that were unique to other people, and it just gave me this experience to be able to go into it and really get after it. But, you know, you get tired of hearing no, you get tired of hearing, you know, maybe it's rates or maybe it's this or maybe it's that, or, you know, somebody's not getting paid or there's a problem with customer service or whatever. But that's just normal business stuff. None of that stuff really frustrated me. It was just more of that I wasn't bought in the system. It was probably self-inflicted wounds, to be honest with you. I just wasn't fully convinced that it was for me. And so because of that, I just didn't jump in with both feet. But once I did, now that's obviously when things changed significantly, because from the time I decided to start doing those interviews, I was a senior consultant. But from that day until the day I promoted to executive consultant was about 8 months. And then ultimately, from the day I promoted to executive, 23 months and 29 days later, I promoted to national. So once I got serious, I did get serious, and I, you know, fully bought in, fully convinced that this is the way. You know, Texas is the land of milk and honey. I love me some Ambit energy in Texas. I don't have a whole lot going on in some of the other markets. I did go to Japan, as you mentioned, but I really just kind of said, hey, you know what, I'm going to put my head down here in Texas and I'm going to go to work. And that's really what I've done for the past, you know, about 3 years now, and just grinding like crazy. And, you know, just never lifted my head up, just did what I'm supposed to do, follow the proven system. And that really is what worked for me.
So that's all. I mean, there's so much there. It's a shame the call's only about 30 minutes, you know. So with, you know, MCs and RCs that are on the line right now, and the reason why I singled those two groups out is because I know how critical it is, and I think you do too, how critical it is to get to senior consultant, because it's where you've got a chance of really, like, breaking away from a part-time job, you know, getting closer to where, you know, you can start to see some end of light in the tunnel, you're knocking down some debt, there's just a lot you can do as a senior consultant. What would you tell, I don't care if they're a day in the business or 3 years in the business, an MC and an RC, it's like, what do they need to do daily, weekly, to really take this business to where they can actually get to that point where they can get the senior?
Great, great point. So there's a couple of things. I'm not good at trigonometry and all that kind of stuff, but I can do basic math really, really well. And so you're right. You got to get promoted first to regional consultant. You got a 55% raise there. Then you got to get to senior consultant. At senior consultant, you're getting paid 69.5% of all the compensation that Ambit's going to pay if you sponsor and sign that person up. 69%, okay? So that's like 70%. It's the lion's share of all the money. So as a senior consultant sponsoring someone, you have more to gain or lose than anybody else in the business on that initial check. So Coach Alan Johnson told me one time that you got to get a paycheck every single week. That's something that I just didn't take seriously. As soon as I started getting a paycheck every single week, they kept getting bigger, and they kept getting bigger, and they kept getting bigger. Then eventually my residual got bigger. And then before I knew it, I'm a top 50 income earner. You know, so what happens is get a paycheck, try to get a paycheck every single week. If you're an MC, try to get a paycheck every single week. Try to get $100 every single week. Sponsor somebody, try to help them get two customers as quickly as you can. And then if you do it, if you had to do it all on your own in 6 weeks, if you follow that method, in 6 weeks you would get promoted to regional consultant. And then once you get to regional, go find three more people to sponsor, okay? And then try to help each one of those three 526, 526, 526. So you've got those 6, 12, 18 consultants plus the three you sponsor. Now you've got 21 consultants in your RC code. Now you're a senior consultant. Okay, now you're building a team. You've gotten a little bit more momentum going. So back to that, you know, not trigonometry, but basic math. What senior consultant, you know, you're getting paid $235 to do the same thing that you did as a marketing consultant. Gather a handful, you know, of loyal customers and helps other people do the same thing. So now you're sponsoring somebody in your SC code, and as an SC, $235, and you mentioned those great bonuses. If you register for Simulcast, you get a couple more customers here in Texas. And now all of a sudden it's doubled. Now you got $470. Now, most people working a part-time job, you know, they're not making $20 an hour part-time, okay? But $470, well, if you do that two or three times a month, now you got $1,000, $1,500 a month coming in. That is serious money, okay? That's what makes a difference. That moves the needle, okay, for almost everyone, because $1,000 to $1,500, that can pay a couple car payments, that can pay a mortgage, that can pay, you know, daycare and a car payment. I mean, that makes a huge impact on your monthly budget if you've got that kind of money coming in. And if you do that for long enough, well, now all of a sudden the goal is to get to executive consultant. Now, you know, in my run over the last couple of years, you know, I've really preached to people with, you know, do it with integrity, never sacrifice integrity for growth. All of those things absolutely apply. But as long as you're doing it ethically and morally and you're doing the things you should be doing, get on the Whatever It Takes program, okay? You know, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both. And when I'm talking to people and they start coming up with this laundry list, they got a Rolodex of excuses where they give me two or three excuses for every situation when one would have sufficed. I know it's just, it's not important to them. I saw something on Facebook the other day. Oh, man, I love it. It said, next time you get ready to tell somebody you don't have time, just tell them it's not a priority, okay? See how that feels, okay? And I'm telling you, when you start saying stuff like that, you just say, oh, it's not a priority for me. I don't need to show the plan today. It's not a priority for me. Oh, I don't need to make any more money. That's not a priority for me. If you say that instead of I don't have time or I'm busy, I promise you it's a reality check for you of what's going on. So get yourself promoted as quickly as you can to regional consultant, to senior consultant, and then you can camp out as senior consultant for quite a while. I mean, you didn't take a rocket science to do the math. You know, from time to time, Ambit will even do triple bonus, sometimes quadruple bonus. But you start, you know, extrapolating those numbers out at senior consultant, it's $705. Well, go ahead and step on out there and get, you know, five people to join your business at senior consultant when it's triple bonus. Go ahead and make yourself, you know, $3,550. You know, get you some of that. That you do that for enough times, and then you got options. You know, as I've heard people say before, you know, you have that conversation with your employer, you know, that you kind of starting to have an eye problem, you know, like, you know, I can't see coming back to work here anymore. I mean, those are the conversations you might be able to have if you stack up enough wins like that in a row. So get promoted as quickly as possible. And ultimately, it is a huge deal to get promoted to executive consultant. It's a huge deal to get promoted to national consultant. But it's not an impossible. I'm not like trying to build a aircraft to get to the moon or anything. It's not impossible. It's not that difficult to do it. You can do it. You just got to be committed and go find some winners to join your team that aren't afraid of work. This is called network marketing, not no work marketing, okay? So you can't do it if you're not working, but you got to get committed, bought in. And then the last thing I'll say about this is, especially as a marketing consultant, especially as a regional consultant, and especially even as a baby senior consultant. Richard, have you ever watched the Discovery Channel before?
Yes.
Okay. So when you watch the Discovery Channel and you see these lionesses, and I you know, you see them out on the African, you know, savannah, and you see like this, it looks like wheat, it's like grass or something, but then you see these little shoulders kind of just popping up. And it's these shoulders going back and forth as this lioness is walking, you know, fixing to go on the attack, right? And when she sees all these water buffalo or whatever running, man, she don't run into the middle of the crowd and jump in there and get trampled. She picks off the weak. She picks off the old. She picks off the young. The ones on the peripheral, on the outside, they never go into the middle of the crowd. So if you are someone that is new in the business, someone that's kind of a little not quite as strong in the business, maybe you're a baby in the business, don't be out on the peripheral getting picked off by the lions, okay? Get in off in the middle of the crowd and get protected. Get to a meeting. Get around, you know, Richard and Mary Amueto. Get around a Ray Monte. Get deep down in the middle of their group where you're protected. You got all these people, Kirk Horan, surrounding. You got all these heavyweights in the business standing up around you, and nobody will come pick on you and mess with you in your head. They'll keep you straight, and keep you lined up with doing the things you need to be doing. But if you're off on the peripheral messing around out on the outskirts and you don't have that protection with them feeding you positive information and keeping you pumped up when your mama tells you she don't want to be your customer, I mean, that's a demoralizing feeling for most people. They can't take it. You know, it's tough. You got to go back in and let them, you know, kind of pat you on the back or you know, kind of push you along or pull you along or whatever the case is. So you really have to. And we've all seen the Discovery Channel. We've all seen those things happen before. But that's how the real world is. That's how life works. Get surrounded by some other strong people to help protect you. And as you get built up, that gives you that opportunity that you know what it feels like, and you can do that for other people in the future.
That's awesome. I wish we had recorded that. Oh, yeah, we did. We're getting towards the end here, and I just, you know, there's so much meat on the bone with all this. But kind of share maybe just a little bit, just some of your best memories, your highlights, you know, the things that kind of either took you by surprise or, you know, what have you.
Man, there's been a lot of cool stuff. I mean, it was really cool. I remember, like, when I got the last customer to get promoted to executive consultant, that was Jared and I were talking. It was kind of a super cool deal. I was Jared's first executive in his executive code, and he's knocking on the door of National, and, you know, we'll be there sometime in 2019. And so it's cool to see I was, you know, one of his five, and he's putting the rest of that together. It was cool when I got that email out of blue that I, you know, I was top 50 income earner the first time I got that. That was cool. The five-star trips, there's not anything like it. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the EC fly-in, I mean, corporate, they literally roll out a red carpet for you. I mean, it's crazy how good corporate takes of the field. It really is. It was super neat, you know, when I promoted National, that Chris Chambliss was in town at the time, and he came and was able to pin me at the Dallas meeting, and so that was super cool. But some of my funnest times, to be honest with you, and, you know, I wish I would have had some more success and some things, but you know, my time in Japan was crazy cool. It was like a different, for real different world over there. I mean, nobody spoke English. And I remember, you know, one night I came over to y'all's house in Osaka, and Mary made this spaghetti. Man, it was the best spaghetti I've ever had in my life. And I don't know if that was because I was eating, you know, McDonald's every day and Burger King every day or what it was. But, you know, it's that kind of camaraderie, how, you know, it was the first night in Japan. You know, I slept in a middle bed, and literally 12 inches away was Richard and Mary in another bed. And then on the other side of me, was Tim and Sonny Devine. And then in the room next door, you know, was Jordan and his wife. And so it's all this little crazy, little things like that, that were just, it's like memories over the years. But, you know, in Jerry's words, I heard him say this a while back, all those cool things that we've done, but the best is yet to come. And I truly do believe that. I am more excited about Ambit than I've ever been. I am all in. I have made many strides to divest myself of other businesses and other opportunities to focus more on Ambit, because I fully believe that it is where it's at. There is nothing else like this out there. And I've been exposed to all kinds of things over the years. And I am fully 100% bought in, drinking the Kool-Aid, on the Whatever It Takes program, and ready to look forward to what's coming in the next couple years. And, you know, you mentioned simulcast a couple times in this call, and I, you know, hey, I am not on the inside track where I know what's going to be announced. I may have some ideas of what I think, but what I have heard is that it is going to be the biggest, not one of, but the biggest financial announcement that corporate has ever made. And so, hey, I'm just taking them at their word. They hadn't let me down yet. They've delivered on every single thing that they've said they were going to deliver on. And so with that being said, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to work even harder. I don't know how it's possible, but I'm going to somehow whenever we get the announcement, whatever it is. And I'm looking forward to going down to Houston and, and just making it happen, and really, really excited about what's going on here in Ambit Land.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's going to be next several weeks is definitely going to be pins and needles waiting for that day. You know, if you're on this call tonight and obviously you haven't registered for Simulcast, go to events.ambitenergy.com, get yourself registered. You know, make sure you pick the live venue. Even if you're not sure if you can get to the live venue, you can always change that and change it to the online version. You'll still get credit as long as you log in the day of and mark yourself as an attendee and watch it online. So, you know, it's the easiest event in all of Ambit to attend and get those qualifications so you can participate in the attendee-only promotions, which are definitely tied to financial gains, no doubt about it. But, Doug, thank you so much for being on the call. You know, it seems like a blink of an eye. We first started talking and getting to know each other and then spending time and building the business together. And it's been a pleasure to watch somebody, you know, put themselves through the eye of the needle. And you know, I heard Esther Spina say something a long, long time ago. And she had said, learning how to drop your pride, right? You know, not coming from, hey, I was such and such from here, so therefore I don't have to do that here. Well, that's going through the eye of the needle for a lot of people, and people that are entrepreneurs and self-starters, it couldn't be more critical for them to do that with this business model. So, you know, you have definitely demonstrated what's possible in a short period of time once somebody takes hold of this opportunity. And it's the opportunity for you, for me, for everyone that's in this business. And I sound like a broken record when I say this all the time. It's like, listen, you got the same websites, you got the same rates, you got the same plans, same territories, same everything, and the only difference is you. You're the X factor. And we get to decide what that is, not the statistics, not, you know, these other people or other organizations or other things chirping in everyone's ears. You are the X factor. So go be the X factor in your business. So, Doug, I appreciate it. I look forward to the next several years, you know, the next 10 years in this business, and seeing what can be accomplished together. And I know you're going to change a lot more lives than you already have at a much greater scale. So I'm super thrilled for you and your wife, Julie.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be on the call. And everybody, go out there, be ambitious. Make sure that if you haven't fast-tracked, that's okay. But get after it now. I mean, you want to make money fast or you want to make it slow? You want to make a little money or a lot of money? And those are pretty simple questions. Go make a bunch of money as quickly as you can. Never sacrifice integrity for growth. Have a fantastic night, and we'll see everybody at Simulcast.
All right, thanks, Doug. Hey, hang on the line just for a little bit so everyone can say goodnight to you. One final comment I'll make. Next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we've got executive consultant Tony and Diana Procopio, who have been on back-to-back cruises, so it's been a miracle just to get them on the call, I guess. But they've had some incredible growth in their business, shooting on the 5-star points like crazy. So don't miss that call. Promote it to your teams. Get them on the call. The emails will go out. The texts will go out. But you guys are the best promoters to make it a strong call. So make sure you guys are on there next week. Have an incredible week. Go be the X factor in your business this week. And hang on 1 second while I unmute, and you guys can say goodnight to Doug Parker.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.